the horsey face would get right in there, like,
yeah.
He was hot. What the hell is wrong with people?
Yeah, I call him that, or Big Daddy.
But Molly in Minnesota off the lawn.
You're a damn bored woman sitting in your basement.
Lots of elevators play Celine Dion. That don't make it right.
Why did you pee on the body?
Just wanted to feel the power through my legs, brother.
You ain't bona fide, Daddy.
I did not get arrested.
Yeah, don't quit your gay job.
Suck my unit.
10-4, you son bitch pile of monkey nuts. I'm a damn paterfamilias.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots, episode 126. I am Handsome Kevin, and I am here with my island boy, my puka pimp, my ginger bear. As a ginger bear tropical, how does the grass skirt cover anything, right? It doesn't. It just kind of leaves you kind of vulnerable.
That's fair. The Bahamas better be ready for this, you know.
For their Bahama mama coming home, right, Tropical?
Well, we hope not to make any Bahama mamas, but we'll see. No. We'll see.
I like it, man. How are you? Are you doing good? Are you feeling fresh? Feeling strong today?
Oh, I did not get arrested, so that's a good start for the afternoon. Because okay. The thoughts that were processing through the head was like, I could, you know, strangle someone. Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes Tropical, when you do get arrested, and you are in the clink, the gray bar motel, if you will, they put you on lawn duty.
Yeah.
And you know what you do on lawn duty, Tropical?
You get stuff off the lawn.
You get stuff off the lawn. You exercise those demons. You kick the sad, sorry sacks off the lawn. I'm guessing in prison, they got to be nothing but clean lawns. I'm not sure, man. Never been. But Tropical, I think that's great. Let's just get into it. Let's exercise those demons, man. Why don't you? The lawn is yours. Go ahead, clean it up, my convict friend.
Well, the thing, and I won't go into great details, but the thing that really transpired. A younger coworker of mine, will say, greatly offended one of my colleagues from another area, and he called me on it to ask, you know, a couple of questions, and was this bleepity bleep 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 bleep, you know, put in my edit sound effects there.
Yeah,
he was hot, and I'm like, yeah, this kid already knows everything. Like, you can't tell him nothing. Like, you can't. And he asked me, well, he's saying this to the customer. Is that true? Like, can y'all really do that? I said, no, we cannot. Absolutely not. Like, that's ludicrous. That means you could do this many a day. And it's like, no. So, I did not lay hands, you know, as the old Baptists say, share the right hand of fellowship, you know, or anything. Right. But it crossed my mind only because I didn't go up there to talk because I had to be in, you know, we talk about training and mandatory training and it's supposed to be this long and it's really this long. Yeah, mine didn't count last time.
Well, and I got to ask Tropical, why didn't it count?
So they stated because I got logged in, like the site wasn't working and I had to, you know, get them to email a new link. You logged in 2 minutes into the thing and I was like, I was logged in on time.
And they didn't give you so according
it's
to their clock
training you listen to but according to their clock nope you weren't there the whole time.
Wow. I would be raising a little bit of a fuss on that one.
I told the boss, I said, I'm gonna log in. I said, I'm not listening to it. I've already done this, but I will be logged in just to check the box. It needs to go through this time. It did. I got confirmation of that. It did this time. Getting on the fighting side of me.
Unacceptable, Tropical.
Yeah, it's... Man, it is something else.
You're ready for vacation.
Yeah, yes, I am ready for vacation. it really rubbed me the wrong way, because this is one, granted, this is stuff that is going to benefit us because they're changing a system and how they score things that affect, you know, bonuses, advancement, and things like that with your salary. So yes, the training is important, but you didn't give me the credit last time after I sat for all these hours through it, answering the questions, replying, like, you know, whenever they say that. Nope, you weren't there the whole time. Sorry.
Acres.
And it really chaps you, because the one that I said, hey, I didn't get the notification that I was done and, you know, wasn't sent the exam. Oh, you weren't in it the whole time. Ma'am, you were the one that I had to email to get the new link. That lady, that bird, broad.
I was saying, was that the same battle axe they had to move the meeting around for?
No, not that one. But okay. Right off the lawn.
I'm with you, man. With you.
Yeah, that one just... gotta exercise that demon.
You made it, Tropical. You're through.
Yes. My list just closed on me.
Apparently. Oh, no.
There it is.
That was a quick lawn clearing.
Once again, political opinion polls.
Yeah.
Because why not? Let's get a new number and send them to you. You don't want my opinion. No, you don't. Like, I'm very borderline Chris Jericho. You know what happens when you text me?
Click, click.
You know what happens? You kicked right off the lawn. That's what happened. Saw some punk kids. Again, we're old men.
Yeah.
I'm at the Publix the other day picking up a couple of things. Got the boys some fruit and stuff like that. And these kids are going through the parking lot, through the middle of the parking lot, with their bikes and skateboard and stuff, and start screaming at a car for no reason.
So that seems weird. Yeah.
The car, and I heard the kid like swearing at the person, like, he almost hit me. And the car wasn't anywhere near them. Saw them, was like easing off, like, are you walking out in front of me? One of the kids waved him on, so the car just let it start to roll, and that kid started screaming. Like, I'm seeing the whole thing, and his buddy's like, but yeah, that kid, right off the lawn, like, stupid later. Idiot. Yeah,
yep.
Again, getting my Chris Jerichos in. I want to welcome a man to the lawn, though. We went to Walmart the other day, and he was buying a 55-inch TV. This was a grandfather. His son and his grandson were there. And he was, I guess, adding the 55-inch TV. He was replacing an old TV in his house. And it's an upgrade. He was very excited, just giddy about the process. Like, he had the guy, well, the son was trying to be like, hey, yeah, you can go ahead. Like, back at the electronics counter, I was buying some more memory for the Nintendo Switch. And so the guy's like, well, you can go ahead of us. And I said, no, I'm not in any hurry, by all means. To hear that father's interaction, you know, because he was just naive, but just joyful.
Yeah.
Was one of the best experiences I've had, because the guy from the big box store there was kind of mumbling a little bit, and he was asking, like, well, do you want this? Do you want that? Like, hey, you need installation? He's like, yes, I need it installed. Like, I'll need it installed. Like, just answering the question. He's like, oh, that's $79.99. For what? Install it. And the son, I don't think was like, the son was saying something to his son, so he didn't hear it. And I was like, sir, he's asking, like, do you want them to come to your house and install? Oh, no, I don't need that. No, not at all. He was joyfully oblivious to the situation. And then he's like, well, sir, do you need us to help you get it out of your car? He's like, well, my son and I, if we can take this car, he said, well, actually, I can't give you the car. Well, then, yeah, we'll take some help getting it out. And he's like, can you check out this fine gentleman who's patiently been waiting? And the guy's like, well, yeah, I've got to call somebody, and I'll get them to come back here, and they'll help you out. And they bring somebody. He's like, you got to help me? He said, no, me and my son, if you'll just help drive the cart so we're not getting in trouble for taking it. Because the guy that was checking him out was probably 6'4", 320, something like that.
Yeah.
The guy that came to help them load this into their car was maybe 5 foot nothing and, you know, 100 pounds soaking wet. And I'm just like,
reverse the role. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. But it was, that guy was just a joy to be around. I said, I don't even care waiting. Like, this has been fantastic. Like, this exchange, because he was just so excited. He's like, it's my first 55-inch TV. I was like, awesome. Like, that's really cool. Like, he was very cool. He was so excited. Like, just joy in the world. Right. Like, of all the madness that we've been talking about, that guy brought the joy.
That's fantastic, man. I love hearing those stories.
I turned on Raw the other night, and the fishing lure was back announcing a ladies' match. Her hair can get off the lawn. Like, what is wrong with you? Like,
it's bad, Tropical.
Listening to the Gorilla Monsoon book, which was exquisite. Like, I loved Gorilla Monsoon before going into that book, and I feel like I love him even more. I really enjoyed
the Brian Solomon.
Yes. Yep. Irresistible Force. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Like, just beautiful. Nice. Listening to that book, though, makes me wish he was still around to direct these reps. Because he would tell them to work the horseshoe and don't try to draw attention away from the talent.
Yeah.
Ref, once again, well, horsey face will get right in there. Like, you know, it's like they're trying to shoot the screen and horsey face is in the camera. Huh?
Yeah.
two. Yikes. Right off the lawn, these refs today. Let's see what else I got before the fun one. Jackie Redmond, backstage interviews, right off my lawn. She sucks. She's
welcome to my lawn. She is welcome. She can hang out on my lawn.
You need to mute it. That's the thing.
Whoa, come on, Tropical. Take it easy now, 1950s.
Yes. No, I'm saying, like we used to watch Jessica Simpson music videos, you mute it. You can enjoy the video, then you don't hear the song, but we're dancing.
I'm with you, Mr. 1950s.
Yeah. Becky Lynch off the lawn again. This is very pointed. 1950s, but saying in her book the gorilla position was named after an old backstage interviewer.
Oof. Yikes. Yeah,
you ought to know this. Went to the shoe store the other day, and there was some Skechers that had a tag on them that said vegan. What the hell is wrong with people? Vegan. I took a picture. I'm going to send it to you because I could not believe what I was seeing. Vegan. Vegan. Can I zoom that in? Yeah, that tag right on there. Vegan. What is?
That's what we eat, Numb Tropical.
Yes, I know. What is wrong with this Tide Pod generation?
Like, should be in the AEW video game.
It should. It's the only shoes you can buy. You choose that path. You got to wear them Skechers because they're vegan.
Jesus.
Today was opening day, like the official big opening day. Got to watch some. I don't understand why half of these cats at bat have looked like a cyborg. Like, you got to have so many different attachments, accoutrements to you. Yeah. Like, why? And then it takes you like 20, 30 seconds at least to, you know, take all the stuff off one arm, then the other arm, then all this other stuff to try to run. Then you got to get your oven mitt slider on in case you need to slide and steal a base. But I don't want to hurt my little fingies. Get off my lawn. Lastly, a submission from a listener.
Oh, I love
Molly,
it.
Molly from Minnesota writes in.
Oh, boy. I don't think I like it so much anymore, Traffic.
You know what happens, Kevin? You know what happens when you kick her fusion joint off the lawn? You know what happens? From Molly, direct quote. Submitting my get off the lawn. Tonight at Rancho Loco, I ordered Cameron Texanos app. It's bacon-wrapped shrimp.
So overcooked you couldn't taste the shrimp because it was overcooked, straight rubber. Never again! Rancho Loco is off Molly's lawn.
The hell it is. The hell it is. We talked about going tonight and Saturday, but we're recording, so we're going to go, you know, to Friday and Sunday. The hell it is off. So I'll tell you this, Tropical. She did order her camarones, and they did come out a little rough, right? But you know what she didn't do? She didn't say anything. They would have fixed it right away, no problem, no questions asked. If she would have said, she didn't say anything. She got camarones and she ordered something else. All right, Tropical. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Anybody that kicks Rancho Loco off the lawn can get the hell off of my lawn. All right? That's the way it happens, Tropical. All right, camarones came out a little rough, right? She didn't say anything. They would have taken care of her. She didn't say anything. Got to say something. Hey, a little rough over here. It's camarones. It was, no problem. Let me fix that for you. No problem. They didn't do that. She didn't do that, Tropical. So, word to the wise, Tropical. You kick Rancho Loco off the lawn, you're off my lawn. That's the way this works, Tropical. That's the way this works. So I'll start right there. Molly from Minnesota. You get the hell off my lawn. The hell off my lawn. I'll be at Rancho Loco Friday night enjoying my time with my familia. Tropical. This is going to be the first of many. Now, I know, you know, the last couple of years I've been trying to get more and more into baseball, right?
Yep.
You know, the state of my team. Yep. You know that the owner tricked everybody in the state to believing that he was going to sell the team and didn't sell the team.
Yep.
You know that everybody backed the sale of the team because nobody believes in this ownership group and never has. Nobody in the state has believed in the Minnesota Twins ownership group. We don't. None of us. When there was almost a damn parade when he said he was selling the team because people thought, oh boy, now we're going to have somebody that's going to back the team because our ownership doesn't back the team. Well, right. Tropical, we're recording this on Thursday, opening day, and today our beloved Minnesota Twins lost 1-2 to the shithole Baltimore Orioles. So, Twins, here's your first entry of the season of likely many more. Get the hell off my lawn. Get the ownership group off my lawn. Everybody can suck a BJT. How about that, Twinks? Damn, golly, they bug me. So, Tropical, well, you know what, Tropical? I did the whole thing today, too. I had my twins zip-up on. I'm a Twins hat, right? Opening day supporting my team. And they let me down, just like they have every effing year since 1991. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Bring Kirby back. That's what we need in this area. We need Kirby back. Tropical, you know me. I'm a workout guy, right? I wake up early. I work out. Somehow, I got connected under these groups that, like, you know, people ask about different recipes and different things for workouts. Now, Tropical, this one blew me away. It's from some group that I'm not a member of, by the way. I don't join groups on Facebook, right? I'm never going to join. That's another thing. How about that? Stop inviting me to shit on Facebook. I'm not joining it. Enough. Everybody. I can't tell you how many different invites I get on Facebook for shit that I'm never going to be interested in. I'm never going to be interested in the Say Yes to the Dress group, right? That's not who I am. I'm not into Say Yes to the Dress, all right? I'm not going to be in the Who Done It Peaky Blinders group. That's not for me, right? And now I'm saying this, and these groups are probably going to pop up, right? I'm not joining your gym group. I'm not joining your WAF group. I'm not joining any of that shit. I'm not joining your Pokemon Forever group. Sorry, stop inviting me. I don't give a shit. You got a cricket? And that you can make stickers now. I'm not joining your group. I don't care. I don't care that you got some type of weird machine that you can make t-shirts with. I'm not joining your group. I'm not supporting your small business. You're not a small business. All right? You're a damn bored woman sitting in your basement. Enough. I'm not joining your group. Anyways, Tropical, this group, I saw this post. It's for a group called Gym Rats. Again, I'm not a part of this group. And you know what's kind of funny about this, Tropical? Is I can even tell you the name of the fellow that posted it in this group. And I'm going to do that because I want to be personal with this one, Tropical. This is for Mike Sprenger. Not Springer. Sprenger. With an E, not an I.
And he posts in this Gym Rats group, daily chicken and rice doesn't have to be boring. Any suggestions on what are the kind of sauces to use for my boy kibble? He calls his food his boy kibble. You're a grown man, Mike. You're a grown man, Mike Springer. Get your head out of your ass. You're boy kibble.
Who the hell are you? Dribble your teeth off a curb, Mike Springer. Yeah.
What the Tropical? Who in their right mind, right? Even if it's just like you make for yourself, right? Like, I don't even, like, you know that powdered sugar and peanut butter and Chex Mix thing, right? They call it puppy chow, right?
Yep.
You're familiar with that. I don't even like calling it puppy chow, right? I said, dude, just give me that snack. That's fine. Because you sound like a bitch. This gentleman who calls his food his boy kibble, get off my lawn. Don't come anywhere near my lawn with that boy kibble bullshit. All right. I'm not here for it. I don't want to hear it. And part of me, like every now and again, I see these groups, I'm like, maybe I should comb, right? Maybe I should comb these groups for get off my lawn opportunities. Cause I know there's a ton of them there, Tropical. I know.
Working with material.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There's a ton of them, Tropical. Do you get those, Tropical? Like, it's invites, right? And these are people. So these people, I don't even know these people, and they're inviting me to this bullshit, right? You get that, don't you?
So I get invites to groups, invites to people, businesses, you know, like friend suggestions. And then the people that you are friends with that suddenly decide to do something and make like a little group or something, and they got to invite it to everybody. I'm inundated with those that all can just,
yeah,
if I want to be a part of it, I will. Otherwise, quit, you know, because they'll hit you up again. Like, hey, did you see this? Like, yeah, I did. And I properly scrolled past it.
And I'm not like a Facebook guy, social media guy or anything like that. Is there a piss off button?
I wish there was.
Like, okay, so there's not. Because I would really like a piss off button. Yeah. I have to look into that technology, Tropical. Maybe something in the coding. Maybe you could add it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I feel like there's layers there. Like we talked about with the lawn before, like there's different layers of that. And, there could be higher than piss off like that. Yeah. I like where your head's at. I like your style.
And I think that like, just in general, like this, obviously this boy kibble and bullshit is on a Facebook situation. I don't like any of it, Tropical. I'm not a fan of the Facebook. Just people's bullshit. Just hearing people's bullshit on social media has worn me so thin. And I said it, 2 months ago? I almost just shut it all down, right? I haven't done it yet just because obviously I have some obligations, clearly, to our shows, to the wrestling, all that kind of stuff. But boy, oh boy, is it rough, Tropical. Boy, oh boy. And like, oh man. Your life is not going to get better pissing and moaning about your life online, right? It's just not. Make effing changes, right? Don't piss and moan. Don't be part of the self-pity party online. Make changes. That's how your life gets better. Not pissing and moaning online. No, like, I just don't get it, Tropical. I don't get it. Life doesn't get better saying, I don't like this political party or that political party online. Right, you're not improving anything. You're making shit worse. Knock it off.
You're wanting to engage those that oppose you and hear the echo chamber of those that are behind you and agree with you. And I was very close. If it wasn't for like just a handful of things on my personal and then like the social media for podcast stuff, I would just delete every one of them.
Yes, Tropical. It's so rough.
Misery.
Yep. Absolutely miserable, man. Absolutely miserable. I'm just, it's a situation. The whole damn thing is a situation, Tropical. And I'm just not for it, man. Just not for it. Yuck. That's all I got. Molly, Minnesota off the lawn. How about this? The entire internet. Just throw them all off the lawn. Just get rid of them. Man. Like I did see that one post that I thought was pretty cool in that card group. Where the guy sent the card like that. Those are cool
things. Those are nice stories. But you know what? The positives do not outweigh the negatives on that. So that the entire
for every one positive, there's what 20 negatives at least.
At minimum, man. Minimum. So I can get off my lawn, Tropical. Man, let's move on. Let's move on. I want to feel good about something, Tropical. I want to feel great about something. Give me a question. Give me a loaded question.
All right. This one, I was very excited. I've been waiting to see when to drop the hammer on this one. And it may tie into a previous question, just going to be honest with you. But okay. I know one of your quotes will be, you know, from our good friend Val Kilmer, possibly. Random movie or TV quote that pops you every time. So I'm going to share this one from the rocker. Rainn Wilson drops a line on it because the one kid says, you know, lots of bands use drum loops. And he goes, lots of elevators play Celine Dion. That don't make it right. But that's one that gets me every time. And then from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, another one that, because I wanted to go more offbeat, like there's the quotable movie ones always, but the Gina Linetti's character said, the only thing I'm not good at is modesty because I'm great at it. I'm like, yes, it totally encapsulates that character like just perfectly. But yeah, there's so many like the movie quotes, but the ones that pop you like that, just lots of elevators play Celine Dion. That don't make it right.
Oh, man. So, yeah, like you said, Val Kilmer, and you just like load him up from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Like the one that jumped into my mind right away was no. I get to ask the questions now. Why did you pee on the body? I
look up the idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
The definition.
Yeah, picture of me. No, the definition of the word idiot.
Oh man, and even like so in that movie again, we talk about this movie pretty regularly on this show. In the beginning of the movie, where Robert Downey Jr. is like, "Nah, it's past my bedtime." Line, like I've said that at work, because at work in the office there, like for whatever reason, I've just decided that I threaten everybody at work. I can't tell you how many times I have offered to kick everyone in the office's ass. Like I even told everybody at a meeting once, I was like, everybody outside, line up, I'm gonna kick your ass one by one. I want to be like, it's past my bedtime. Such a good line. Oh my gosh.
This one was inspired off of last week's discussion of Armageddon, or the last episode's discussion of Armageddon. Just wanted to feel the power between my legs, brother.
So, and anybody out there that has not seen the movie Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, go now. Go watch that movie because it is nonstop one-liners that will continue to catch you. Like the talking.
Who taught you math? Right.
Picture a bullet in your head. That's a bit ambiguous. And the movie is everything. It is comedy, it's love story, it is action, it is absolutely everything. I love that movie so much. Man, yes. I could just keep on rattling off lines from that movie. Like, oh, you must be gay bear. Oh,
yeah. So,
still gay? No, didn't take. I'm knee deep in pussy now. I just like the name so much, I kept it. So good. Every last one. And then, like, the way they play off of each other, even later in the movie, where like they're kind of splitting up, and Robert Downey Jr. is like, yeah, don't quit your gay job.
Yeah. I love it when he gets the call and he thinks she's dead and he's just sitting there. I gotta go. And he's trying to push his head off the car so he can drive away.
Man. Yeah.
It's a good one.
That one always gets me. Oh, brother, where art thou? When he's like, you ain't bona fide, daddy. So good. And when Clooney's like all pissed off about it, he's like, well, I'm the damn paterfamilias.
Clooney boxes like Chuck Liddell used to fight before, you know, when his chin was strong, it was, yeah, hands back, chin out.
Boy, Spinal Tap up and down, both of the Spinal Tap movies, but the first one, the one that I think will always get me is probably, well, when they say the album's cover is sexist, and he goes, what's wrong with being sexy? Like, and then they explain to him, like, but she's making them smell the good. He's like, oh, such a fine line. And Jesus, man, so good. There's that line, and I just lost the other line I was thinking of from the Spinal Tap movie. Son of a bitch.
Well, the
Tropic Ale.
Tropic Thunder is one that gets me a lot. Like, there's some underrated lines and like dialogue in that one. The one, come on, man, we're supposed to be a team. We're supposed to be a unit. And Robert Downey Jr. turns to, suck my unit. Like, that's every time we get one of those, we've got a team's group chat, like we're in a meeting, that anytime somebody like says something about trying to do the rah-rah, we're supposed to be a team. We're supposed to be a unit. Like, yeah, it's being peppered amongst our group chat on Teams of that picture of Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my gosh. So Tropic, you've seen the movie Boondock Saints. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So I'm going to warn everybody here. If you have sensitive ears, now's the time to skip forward about 30 seconds. Because when the funny man is in there, after they drop in and they clear out the mafia room, and he starts screaming, how in the fuck did you two motherfuckers fucking get in the fuck? And then the other guy goes, oh, certainly shows the diversity of the word, doesn't it? when he freaks out on his girlfriend, and he goes, shut your trap, Raimi. I can't go buy a pack of cigarettes without running into 9 guys that you fucked. And what happened to my cat? I killed your cat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That movie is absolutely brilliant as well, with comedy and action, man. Absolutely. And if you look at the background, you see they taped a newspaper over the cat remains.
Yes. On the wall. They just splattered that cat all over the wall.
Oh, man.
I love the one when in the third Austin Powers, when Michael Caine is his father.
Mm-hmm.
There are two things in this world I cannot stand. People who are intolerant of other people's culture and the Dutch.
Man, from that movie, 10-4, you son bitch pile of monkey nuts. Sometimes I'll still text Duke, like, we recording Saturday morning. Like, yep, 10-4, you son bitch pile of monkey nuts. Oh my gosh. Ready to rumble?
Oh.
What you gonna do, boob him to death? Or it's like, oh yeah, yeah. So, smells like you poured it from your butt.
How about this?
Go get my damn beer, you freaking morons.
That's one on, that my brother
proud
and I.
Proud on.
Anytime my brother and I, how about this? Like, it's the Jimmy King mode.
Watch the Britney Bear ass buffet.
Red hot. the movie Better Off Dead, which is my brother's favorite film.
Been a long time since I've seen that one. Yeah.
Lane Meyer in that film, John Cusack, is a love-struck teenager whose girlfriend breaks up with him. Mm-hmm. And it's the ways that he's thinking about, committing suicide and different things. Well, he doesn't ever follow through, but there's the one scene with Charles DeMar, who my dog Charlie was named after. Like that, Charles DeMar, Curtis Armstrong's character in that, just top shelf stuff. Yeah. The scene where he's on the bridge, like he was about to jump off the bridge, and he's like, we'll beat this thing, buddy, together. He's like, I'm right behind you, and he hits him on the back. Well, it causes him to fall off the bridge. He falls into a garbage truck that's passing underneath. And there's two black linemen there up on the power lines, and they see the garbage truck driving through, and they look down, and one looks at the other. That's a real shame. People be throwing away a perfect good white boy like that.
Man, I would be a little bit disappointed myself if I didn't mention a line from it's one of my top five movies of all time, High Fidelity. And it's in the opening scene of the movie. And it kind of sets the tone for the entire movie when him and his girlfriend is breaking up and he yells out the window. He goes, "Laura, Laura, you fucking bitch. Let's work it out."
Oh. Oh man. That I haven't seen that in a minute. It caught me off. Wow.
It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite movies ever, man. But that, like, that line kind of sets the tone for the rest of it. You know what I mean? For the entire movie. So good, man. Oh, and then Monty Python, Quest for the Holy Grail, where he's trying to get into the Castle of Virgins.
Yes.
and he comes and saves him, and he's like, no, it's far too perilous. And he goes, "Perhaps I could have just a little bit of the peril."
Perhaps the one Lancelot. "Oh, it's far too perilous. I bet you're gay." "No, I'm not."
Oh, so good, man. So
two
good.
Things like from Step Brothers. I was looking up this line. "Two things. You keep your liver spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And you sit down and write Adele and Brendan a check for $10,000 after they crashed his boat." There's so many in that one, though. That brought it back up from the lawn. That was so spicy.
Oh, man. You asked for one. I think we delivered about 20, 25 different lines there, dropping. But that, so, and that's the thing, like, you and I, we have very similar tastes in cinema, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were to say, hey, put together a list of movies that you would want all of the listeners to go watch, right? I think that for me, like, High Fidelity is on that list, right? Boondock Saints is on that list.
Yes.
Spinal Tap's on that list.
I want to watch Spinal Tap right now. Like,
right. Just... Yeah. The cheese, like, even in the new one where the cheese and or the guitar weighing them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, no, that's it. That's it. Trade it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So good. That's it. We'll save that one for next time, Tropical. The list of all the movies you would like the listeners. Just select the movies. These are them. Maybe we should do that, Tropical. Movie homework for the listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, then we can watch the movie too, and then there, yeah.
We just made a list right there.
I like it, man. That was fun. Let's keep laughing a lot, man. Let's do the mission. Let's jump into the mission here, Tropical. The mission brought to you by J&J Figures. Follow them across social media platforms. They're at J&J Figures. Hit their website up, man. Great website, jjfigures.com. Sign up for that mailing list. Buy your pre-orders. Get your collector coins. And turn those collector coins into more figs for your collection, man. J&J Figures will take care of you. They are collectors first. They know you want your figs in pristine condition. And you can buy with confidence because they ship with care. They know how to get the figs to you the right way, man. It's J&J Figures. Nobody does what they do. Damn it. I believe that 100%, Tropical. Tropical, anything else about J&J?
No, they're the best. Like, look at them. Look for them at a toy show near you, because apparently they are expanding and really hitting those toy shows.
Catch them live, Tropical. Happy to say they're our friends, and they're bringing you the mission, man. And I'm proud of them too. Proud of where they've come, man. From where they were to where they are now, man. Couldn't be happier for them. Keep on keeping on, J&J.
From random Instagram sales of figures to now they got a warehouse.
Right.
All sorts of dudded up and everything. They're carrying lines. They have exclusives. They have almost a wall of just J&J exclusives, like things that they carry. Tremendous. Yeah. But we will start the clock now. Last time we did the Over the Edge 4-pack, it had 81.75 from WrestleMania 15. This one we got 8 figures. We're going to be hitting the gas on it. It's the Too Tough Series 3 WrestleMania 15 two-packs. Start off with Rock and Owen Hart. The Rock here got a little bit of that deformed face, a little bit of the caricature, but this one seems a little worse, in my opinion, since the last time, or I should say the first time we saw this face.
Yeah, it's really a rough face. It is. And the last time we saw this face, we said it was a little bit of a caricature of itself. Not of itself, but a caricature of the Rock. It's worse this time through because the face is a little bit more deformed than the last one was. Plus it being like just a super exaggerated caricature. Not a giant fan of this one, Tropical.
And so we gave it a C-. The Owen Hart that comes with it, we've seen a similar one in the Black Hart back in Superstar Series 6. But this one has like the warning, like caution gear on, and it seems to pop a little more. Like it makes it move a little bit. It's the short hair, like the flat top, but it seems to make it move just a little bit more on this design.
It is a nice little pop. Like the color contrast, obviously black and gold or black and yellow, it's going to pop a little bit more. I was never a fan of like this era of Owen or this, like, I don't know, even this gear, but it does, like, from a eye catching from an ocular perspective, it is a little bit better, right? It does catch you a little bit more. Still not like a giant, like, you know what I mean? Just not giant of the air, I suppose.
Yeah. We gave it a B. Next we go to LOD 2000, and they can get off the lawn as far as I'm concerned. How do you mess this up? Like, I mean, Hawk and Animal both, you messed them up. Hawk has a shirt. They make some attempts with detail, but just all around, like, I can pick these apart time and time again. They were trying to cash in. These did come with the helmets for the LOD 2000. That's, I mean, I guess one bright spot that kept them out of failing.
Mm-hmm. No, I think these are trash. I think that they missed in so many different ways on these figs. The Hawk, I think, is a little bit better than the Animal. But overall, they just, this is a giant swing and a miss.
Yeah. So we got the, Hawk got a D+, Animal got a D-, got him out of the cellar. Now, next we got Kane and Mankind as a two pack. Kane, we've talked about Kane's an A.
Yep.
This is a new Mankind. We're going to spend a little time on him to give him his proper, a removable mask and the white dress shirt with the tie, which was a new kind of gimmick he had going at this time.
Yeah, and it looks awesome. Like, I just looking at the fig, it reminds you of the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
it's just like, for whatever reason, like, it rises. I don't know if it's him walking out, walking back, whatever it is. Like, the tie is kind of off to the side, so it does, like, he's in motion, which is great. The removable mask is perfect because, again, like, you see that missing tooth and all that. The face is, yeah. I don't want to say that the face is 100% spot on, but it's a damn fine face, yeah, for the Micker there. And having that, like I said, having that removable mask is kind of cool. I mean, that's a cool feature for that Mankind, man. I am a fan of this one.
We ended up on an A- for Micker here. And the last one, we've got a two-pack with Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker. Now, you brought it out. I can't remember the dad's name in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That's all I see in this face.
Yeah, I don't remember it now either, but it is. It's pretty strong there, Cloudy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cloudy with a Chance of Stunners. I don't know. You know, he is. I think this is the blueprint for the upper body that Scott Steiner was going for back in the day, or maybe Jeep Swenson, just the sheer size of this upper body.
Yeah. It's crazy to see too, because, like, he's got these little spindly dancer's legs, and he's got this giant upper body. And it is, it's a big pop, a pump upper body. The arms are double. That's double internet quagmire arms. And it's a super defined, like, upper, like, midsection for Stone Cold as well, which is not accurate to the time at all.
No. So we ended up at a C- on him. And then this Taker, he's kind of got the sad Taker face a little bit. It's one that they're trying some things. They're trying to get there with Taker. Yeah. I don't think they've got there yet, but it does have the tattoos. Mm. It's got the gear. I mean, you can't redeem a lot with this particular Taker gear, just because it's going to be all black. Right. So there's not details, different things that you can really add to spruce it up, other than molds. Yeah.
It still reminds me of the Metallica bass player, the what's his name? Trulio?
Robert Trujillo.
Trujillo, whatever.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? it does remind
you should.
Me. Yeah. No, not for years. It reminds me that the look does. The detail is nice, though. I do appreciate the detail on the fig with the tattoos. The tattoos should be in black. Them being in purple kind of throws it off just a little bit. And I don't know if that's, you know, I know that's an age thing or what it is, but I think I kind of remember those tattoos being purple. So it's kind of weird, but good detail overall on the fig.
Yeah. Yeah. So we gave it a C+. An overall grade for this line with a minute to go of 78.
Oh,
the C+ line.
I thought it would be lesser than that.
Yeah. Just a straight 78.
Those LOD figs, man. The mohawk on Animal doesn't make sense.
No.
The face paint on Animal doesn't make sense. Like, they put a shirt on Hawk, doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. It's a huge, huge miss there.
Yeah. Well, that is the mission with 25 seconds to spare.
Man, mission brought to you by J&J Figures. J&J Figures. Go check them out. JJFigures.com at J&J Figures across social media platforms. Tropical. Probably getting the trophies, yeah?
Yeah. I was thinking of J&J Figures. It's almost the men's warehouse. Like, you'll like the way you look. Like that, you know.
Well, you're gonna like the way your room looks.
Yeah,
yeah. You like the way that your collection looks. Yeah, there's something there, Tropical. Hey, yeah. Have you been to Men's Warehouse?
I have been to Men's Warehouse.
Isn't it fantastic?
I've also been to Boot Barn now.
Whoa! Wait a sec. The Boot Barn down there.
Yeah.
What'd you think? We haven't talked about this, Tropical. Lay it on me, man.
It was fine. I did find some boots that I thoroughly was like, okay.
That's
not bad. Like, wasn't in a place to procure the boots, but, you know, hey, it's not a bad day. They had a nice selection. There's a lot of fake cowboys working in there, you know, like Kevin trying to pretend to be a cowboy. Like
I never have. I just appreciate the Boot Barn. Yeah. What do you give me that look for, Tropical?
I've seen your Hall of Fame.
That was a theme thing gimmick, Tropical. Come on now.
Well, that's like, but like that, like you dressed as, you know, if you were trying to portray a cowboy, that's the vibe I got from some of the workers there. So that did take it apart, but I had some nice stuff. Not gonna lie, like it was.
Yeah, it's not bad,
like,
right?
If you leave me alone, like, I can enjoy this store.
Yeah, I like it, man. I'm glad you stopped in, man. I'm gonna have to go back here sooner rather than later because there's. They got a lot of I like shirts with the snaps, man. I like shirts with snaps, and they definitely have snap shirts, man. It's a pretty good spot. Pretty good spot, man. Good for you, man. I hope you go back. I do. Trophies. Tropical, hit me with your trophies, man.
Well, I picked up a couple of hats. I finally have a Huntsville Stars fitted hat that fits my giant head.
Yeah.
Again,
not easy to do. Yeah.
And it's the old school where it wrote stars with a swooping star on the logo, like the kind of the McGuire Canseco era when they were playing in the early to mid 80s here in Huntsville. So fun time there. Also got the Team USA World Baseball Classic hat in the mail. Been getting some stuff for the crews. Got some fun shirts, like some polos, like the golf shirts, but they're loud, like the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
Been looking forward to that. And then I got a couple of figures. Jackie at work. I have two of these, Kevin, by the way.
Yeah, it's kick-ass.
And he has a case of them. This Shaq Attack Rookie of the Year, where it's they made like the oversized Shaquille O'Neal figures, like starting lineup-esque style. But they made a whole line of just Shaq figures. And it's the one where he's dunking on the goal, like it comes with the goal. I have the one over there that I had loose in the white magic uniform, like just. But he hooked me up with a couple of those this week, and then for wrestling figs, I did get in the It's the Pinnacle Series 1 from the Hills and Faces line.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett and Brian Pillman. This Jarrett. Like.
Solid Jarrett.
I gotta put it on that list for when we talk about it next year.
Yeah.
Is it the one of the year? Because it is incredible. And I was, mind you, I was not a fan of Jarrett at that time. But I knew that if I wanted this representation of Jeff Jarrett, we're most likely not going to get it anywhere else.
Right.
Not going to get it, I don't think, in a WWE line. And I will give it, you know, even though I'm not as crazy about the man himself that runs that particular company, because mm-hmm. his customer service is lacking, we'll say.
Yeah.
But they've produced some phenomenal products. Yeah. I will say that.
Yeah, I can appreciate it.
But I got the Jarrett, the Pillman. The Jarrett far and above exceeds the Pillman, like as far as quality and just greatness, overall greatness. Like it is a fantastic fig.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. good collection there, Tropico. Good collection of trophies. I got one, but it's one of my favorite trophies I've ever procured. I got a toot tattoo, Tropical. it turned out fantastic. Like I sent you the picture there. You've seen it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks amazing, man. It turned out so well. For anybody that doesn't know, Toot is it's a character that I guess is a brainchild of the Year of Duke and Rogue that came to life thanks to Tropical here, and it's unstoppable, absolutely unstoppable, and I love it. Put him right in that elbow ditch, Tropical. Right, everybody said the elbow ditch—that's the worst spot to get a tattoo. It's gonna hurt. You're never gonna be able to do it. Tell you what, Tropical, that's just fine, right? So don't be a bitch, right? If you're gonna go get a tattoo, just throw it right in the ditch, right? Why not? Toot lives in the ditch. You got? Do you have one there, Tropical?
I don't yet. Right. I want to get. I've got a couple of ideas for some big pieces, and then it's just right now. It's been, you know, kind of hoarding money for these. The vacation coming up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the just right now, like anytime we spend a decent amount of money, it's like, oh, this broke now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Get to order a new part.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you, man. But no, it's fantastic. I couldn't be happier with how the 2-2 turned out, I guess, if you want to go that route with it. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's the people that have seen it so far, the questioning, the look that I get of what is it?
Oh,
I was like,
I ask often, what is wrong with you? Like, just to myself.
Wait, now, Tropical. How could you not want a Toot tattoo?
I mean, Toot is awesome, but it's just like, there's a lot of times I'm just like, what is wrong with this guy? Like, that's just in general.
Yeah, I'll tell you the next idea we have. J-Bo and I got an appointment in June. I think you're going to get a kick out of it. Those are my trophies, man. Those are my trophies. I suppose we want to send out some thank yous, some shots and shouts before we head out.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at TotPod. You can follow the channel page at GBW Pods. You can follow the sister wrestling show here on the channel, the Year of Duke and Rogue at Year of Pod. We got the new baseball show, Bunt Force Podcast. You can find it at Bunt Force Pod on the Twitter as well as Instagram. Instagram at GBW Pods. We've got the Gorilla Brain Facebook page. Just search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. We may be doing some updates to some different things moving up here soon, but that's all in the works. Got our Pro Wrestling Tees store, prowrestlingtees.com/GorillaBrain. You can, with Bunt Force Pod, we got a partner, cardshells.com, shells with the LLZ.
You know, because they're hip.
Yeah. Well, you get 10% off your first order using Bunt Force Pod as your code.
Awesome.
So they got a lot of protectors. I know Johnny mentioned last night when we recorded that he's got some in. He's very pleased with them. So if you need ways to protect your cards, they got the different sizes, different shapes, you know, the sleeves, the sheets, whatever you need, you know, look them up. You could also buy in bulk and get, you know, discounts there. So good stuff. Cardshells.com. Our people, Ted, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
He brings great joy. Ted might get a tooth tattoo with you.
I like it.
But Ted, love you, brother. Manny, hope you're doing well. The Jays, of course, bringing stuff just to the hands of collectors, tremendous people. My main man, Dan, at Flashback Jerseys. Johnny C., who helped co-host the Bunt Force Pod. People that help make the collecting community great. Dougie Nunya, the elite group there that we're in. I know Johnny C's a part of it too. They've been moving some things that I've been really impressed of how that group, I mean, there's times the communications, or I should say the conversations, get off the rails real quick. But that's what happens when a group of guy collectors are in a group together. Like sometimes it,
yes, sir.
You know, the train goes off a cliff. But it's highly entertaining. I appreciate those guys and what they do, because they try to, that's one of the things, they genuinely try to help you find, like if you're looking for something, especially the current stuff, try to help you find it and get it in your hands as quickly as possible. So.
Fantastic. Double down, man. Manny, my man, keep moving forward, brother. Hope you're doing well. MF for Ted. MF for Ted came up in the office today. There's a big rig that went by the office and honked its horn, and I started laughing, and I was like, I wonder if that was. And then one of the girls goes, nobody does that anymore with the, and I said, what are you talking about? People do that all the time. I still do that. She's like, no, people don't do that anymore. I said, no, I got a buddy who's a trucker, call him motherfucker Ted. And then one of the other gals in the office goes, what? She goes, did you just say you have a friend that you call MF or Ted? I said, yeah, I call him that or Big Daddy. Might have got off the rails today. But yeah, MF or Ted, Big Daddy, man. Keep on moving forward. And give me a little, right? Because I love it. I love it. Thought about you today, man, in the office. Heard the big rig go by. Love it, man. Every Monday night, we got the Wizards podcast, myself, that's Handsome Kevin, along with Tony, Double T, the Brundlefly, doing a lot of cool things. We got the March Madness going on right now with the best guest tournament. That's cool. Check that out on Twitter. Polls all the time going, pick and vote, right? Pick and vote. And you know what I'm going to say, Tropico? Vote for the Macho Manitoban, right? Because that guy makes me laugh. That guy's top shelf, Tropico.
You don't do anything else in your life. Vote for
right.
The Macho Manitoba.
Nobody takes a dump in front of Miss Elizabeth. that's all I got, Tropic Alabama. I want to keep it nice and short because it's Daddy's tired. I want to go to bed. So with that, Tropic Al, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Get off the damn internet. Have a good day, everybody.